to express themselves. The statement comes after President Trump retweeted a tweet that included an image of Tillman and the hashtag Stand for Our Anthem.
The sale of Cabela's to Bass Pro Shops is finally complete. Bass Pro acquired Cabela's for $4 billion after a year of negotiation. Cabela's first announced in November 2015 it was considering a sale after its stock fell 21%. Meanwhile, Fortune magazine reports that Cabela's credit card has been sold to Capital One. As part of the merger, Cabela's shareholders will receive $61.50 per share. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Voice of Business here in Flemington, New Jersey at the 100 in Chambers Internet Radio Station here in the middle, the heart of Flemington. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program, entitled Teachable Moments in Business, airs from 3 to 4 o'clock every Tuesday afternoon, and I hope that you have listened to our past programs because we offer all kinds of information that is helpful for both business owners as well as their staff. So the question really is, where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And business, as we know, can be very challenging. And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. Business is changing at such a rapid pace today that you really have to keep up. And if you don't, you're going to get behind. There's no question in my mind about that. In fact, we have to consider that we are lifelong learners, and our success is really grounded in keeping our eyes and ears open to changes in business, changes in the needs of our customers, and just being aware of what's going on around us. So I often recommend that we take professional education courses, and I happen to teach at Raritan Valley Community College. I teach courses on how to build a business plan, marketing plan, selling skills, trade show and event marketing, networking skills. But I'm not the only trainer. We have many, many instructors who teach courses on a number of topics, and you would be remiss in not checking the list of classes that are held in the fall and as well as the spring semesters at the college. But you could also learn an awful lot from attending networking events. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has many, many programs for people to meet others who can perhaps provide some services that you may need. Certainly when you go out networking, you have opportunities to help other people. And I would keep that in mind. Don't assume that you're going to do business in a networking event right away. Certainly it takes time for people to get to know who you are. There's a matter of building up trust and interest. It's a matter of giving people reasons to want to do business with you. So please check out the Hunterdon Chamber. There are also, for women, there's a group called BW Nice. There's another one called BIG. These are both for women business owners. And again, there's so many advantages to sharing information with people. In fact, quite often you can be a speaker to talk on topics that are relevant to the audience, and that's a way to get found. So here on the program today, we're going to take a look at a number of topics that I hope will be helpful to you, including information that is geared toward retailers, because today retailing is becoming extremely challenging with the internet. And also, we're going to take a look at millennials again and ways that we can keep millennials on staff and keep them on task and to help them to become contributing members to the company. And I've talked about millennials before, and I think that topic's not going to go away. More and more of our management people, our staff members, are millennials, the younger generation. And after that comes the next, I forget what the next generation's called, but we're going to deal with them as well. So before I continue with my topic, let's take a look at the weather for today. Right now, the weather is, I believe it's in the 70s, but this evening we're looking at a low of about 63 degrees. And it's with some patchy fog after 10 o'clock tonight, but it is a beautiful day. It's very mild right now, slightly cloudy. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of showers after 3 o'clock in the afternoon with some more fog and patchy clouds somewhat. But it could go up to about 85 degrees again tomorrow. So it's been warm for the last couple of days. In fact, this past weekend was really great. I live in Califon, and we had a townwide garage sale. So I took advantage of it and had my sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was so nice just to be outside chatting with some very interesting people, actually. So it's a great way to get to know your neighbors. On Wednesday night, we're looking at slight showers after 9 o'clock, partly cloudy with a low of about 63. And then on Thursday, it will be sunny once again with a high near 76. So when I come back on our next weather report, we'll talk about the extended weather getting into Thursday and Friday. In the meantime, here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business. I hope you have a pencil handy because I'm going to give you information that may be of value to you. You never know, so it's a good idea to have a paper and pencil handy. If you're driving or you're sitting in your office and you really can't take notes, then perhaps you might want to go back to the website, and you'll find the archives have all of the programs from all of the hosts here on the radio, Hunterdon Radio station, and I guarantee you that they're entertaining, they're informative, and there's information that you can live by, I'm quite sure. So if you're a retailer, just when you thought that maybe it was getting more and more difficult, the prices on the internet are getting lower, we've heard now about the internet, the e-commerce giant Amazon continues to lower prices and may very well have lowered prices on some of the items that you may be selling. And I actually learned at a talk in Nashville 2 weeks ago that Amazon doesn't even care if they make money on the stuff that they're selling. They collect a lot of information and they can use it for marketing purposes. And so that there's a value to that. So they don't feel like they have to make a big profit on the stuff that they sell. So it becomes difficult for the retailer. And so you have to consider what the options are if indeed you have a retail business. And I think it's a matter of adding value for your customers because if you can't compete on price, you have to compete on value. And certainly companies that sell online don't have the opportunity to really have a one-on-one opportunity to build relationships with customers. So a couple of things to think about. First of all, technology. There's no way around it. Technology is taking over our lives. Every day, consumers are splitting their attention between devices and the real-world conversations. And they're using them to do everything from interacting with their friends, with their neighbors, with animals, with researchers. All kinds of people are coming into the picture through communication using technology. So today it's important that you incorporate product reviews in your technology. In other words, first of all, you need a website. There's no question about that. There are a lot of people that will use Facebook as a primary resource for people to learn about them. But you don't own the content that's on Facebook. So Facebook someday could decide they're not going to allow you to continue with your message, and you could lose it all. So it's important that on your Facebook page that you create links so that people will be encouraged to go to their website, because you own that. So you do have to invest in technology, and you do have to engage on social media. So consider that your brick and mortar business is a hub where people can go to learn information about the products and services that you offer. And it's a place where people can enjoy spending their money. They certainly want to enjoy spending their money, and it gives you an opportunity to have an enhanced buying environment for those people. So in doing so, you're creating loyalty and recognition for the store. It can help to promote your store and to get the word of mouth. A great example of this is a store in Chester, New Jersey called Toys with Love. They have been in business for quite a long time. They actually started in Far Hills, then they opened up a store in Chester. They eventually closed Far Hills. Now they're in a brand new building in Chester that is extraordinary. But you know, there are a lot of toys around there. People can buy toys online, Amazon, and many other online retailers. But yet their business, they've been able to sustain their business. And I guess the question is that you might have is, how do they do that? They focus on educational toys. They build very strong relationships with their clients. What's interesting, they deliver some of the bigger toys that people buy. They also will personalize the toys right there on the spot, and talk about gift wrap. Their gifts are beautiful. So if you are, I'm going to use them actually this coming weekend. If you're on the run and you need a gift for a young child or a teenager, chances are you can get it at Toys with Love. Now another thing they've done recently in the new building that they're in is that they've opened the second floor of their building for people to have networking events and also parties. So they have become a destination. Today we have to give people reasons to want to come to our business. So here you have a store that is indeed a destination. There are no other stores next to it. You do have to go there. There's ample parking. But they have special events, such as parties for that people can customize their own events. They have Santa Claus at Christmas time who comes to talk to the children. And they have other events that go on throughout the year. And by sharing information and providing some educational content, they're able to build a long-term relationship with their clients. So my question for you, if you have a retail business, what is it that you do and what message do you send out to get people to knock on your door, to come in your store, and to keep coming back? What is it that you do that makes it engaging? What is it that you do that gives people an opportunity to enjoy spending their money and to look forward to coming back? Because if they don't come back to you, they're going to go someplace else. So here we're talking about creating the ultimate customer experience. So it's all about today. It's all about repeat and referral business. So you must keep in touch with people all the time who are your customers, because you want them to come back, but you also want to give you some really positive word of mouth. Now, one technique is to have loyalty cards. And so there are people that offer special discounts and giveaways to people who have signed up for a loyalty card. Those cards may be kept in their wallets, or they could be kept at the store. Although, I have to say, I patronized a health food store one time that kept a loyalty card right there at their place of business. And because I didn't have the card in my wallet, I forgot to go there. So give something that's tangible to people, so that they are, remember to come back into the business. So give another thing. There's a Simon Sinek wrote a book entitled "What Is Your Why," and the point that he makes is that people will do business with you because they know why you started your business. What is the reasoning behind why you do what you do, and that again helps to build a strong bond and a wonderful shopping experience for the customers who come back. I believe in putting on a dog and pony show with a customer. You know, make it fun, make it enjoyable, make it unusual, make it fascinating. These are all things that you want to consider. Maybe before somebody leaves your place of business, even if they haven't done business with you, they haven't bought anything, give them something when they leave. It could be a little bag of candy. It could be a little quickie gift or a coupon to come back. For example, there's a restaurant up in Chester that gives out a secret coupon in an envelope, and they suggest that if you come back the next time, you bring that unopened envelope with you, and then while you're dining with them the second time, you can open up the envelope, and that will reveal the discount that you're going to get on that particular visit to that restaurant. Another thing is, of course, invest in top-notch employees. And we're going to get into that in a moment. Let's hear a word from one of our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and we've been talking about retailing and the challenges that our retailers are facing today because of the internet, basically. And there isn't a thing that you can't buy, I think, on the internet. But yet, brick-and-mortar retail stores have opportunities, but they have to be diligent. The name of the game, as I say, is to get repeat and referral business. You want people to come in the door. Now, one of the things that we need to talk about is investing in top-notch employees. So anyone who's ever been in a management position can tell you one thing: hiring great employees is a difficult process. Not only that, but what's sometimes even more difficult is keeping them on staff, engaged and enthusiastic about their job. While there is no doubt that there are many good reasons to invest in better employee training, there's still a high number of store employees who lack the proper training required in order to maximize the sales. And we, as passionate business owners, hope that the employees will have that same passion. But again, they are employees, and the job with your store may be one that's a stepping stone to the next. But a couple of things to think about is that the training is crucial so that the business stands out from the competition. Now, by training the employees properly, we want that engagement so that they can build relationships with the customers, and they can build trust and confidence in the business because the employee is treating them well and has gotten to know them. And having well-trained employees will give the employees opportunities to customize solutions for the customers. So many of the sales associates that we're employing today are millennials. This generation has changed the game of hiring and managing employees throughout multiple industries. Unfortunately, many companies are seeing high turnover and low engagement rates with the younger workforce. So there is a struggle. The question is, how do you hire, retain, and engage a millennial employee? So here's five tips that you might consider as you explore the hiring process. And by the way, it's better to have well-trained employees who might leave than somebody who's not well-trained who doesn't leave and ultimately could be a detriment to the business. So here are five tips for you to consider. Make sure that you keep the work challenging and rewarding. It has to be worthwhile for the employee. And exactly what the rewards are going to be will be really dependent upon the age of the person, the generation into which they're born. Millennials like to have fun. Older people, baby boomers, don't add fun is not as high on the list. If you look at a list of motivators, that's not as high on the list. But the younger ones want to be challenged, and they want to be rewarded, and they want to have fun. I think we also have to understand the importance of work-life balance. So what are the personal situations of the employees that you have? Let's say that you have younger employees who are high school or college age. Maybe it's a matter of getting homework done, and you can give them a half-hour break or an hour break during at a slow time so that they can do their homework. Or perhaps they need to talk to family members who need their advice or input. So cater to them socially. Get them involved, perhaps having picnics or have a celebratory events so that people can enjoy getting to know one another. In fact, it's a good idea to have staff meetings periodically and let one of the staff members actually conduct the meeting, give them a topic to discuss with the staff members. And it's amazing how often certain members of the staff don't realize the expertise and the level of knowledge that other members on the staff may have, and that would be of value to everyone to have that knowledge. Also listen to their ideas, because when people who are actually doing the work and they're in front of the customers, they have a sense of how the business, what the business should be doing, and perhaps what products should be offered, and how customers need to be treated. And they're the front people. They're on the front line, and listen to their ideas. And also let them know where they stand. If things are not going well, you need to have heart-to-heart talks with them. So every business is different, and certainly there's no clear-cut way to compete against companies who undercut your prices. However, remembering your benefits and using them to your advantage is a great way to sidestep the particular downfall that may be brought on by the competition. So make sure that your business becomes a destination for the target audience that you are reaching out to. So those are some tips for retailers. And it's not easy. Use the technology that's out there that you should be using. You should have a website. Social media is important. In fact, there may be employees on your staff who would be skilled at the social media, and if you trust them, let them engage with your audience on using social media. Create a wonderful experience, what I call a dog and pony show, that people do come back. That means having a clean store, greeting people when they walk in, knowing how to talk to them, and keeping a record of those employees so that you can talk to them about their needs because you've become familiar with who they are. And look for the top-notch employees that you can trust and you can train. And in fact, some years ago, I was offering training to business owners for their staff in pet shops. And I'll never forget, this one lady said to me, "Well, my staff is not trainable." And I thought, well, I guess she's not going to be around all that long. So that wasn't too good. Now, here are a couple more things to consider. And it's with regard to the millennials and keeping them engaged. As I had said, you want to keep the work challenging and rewarding for those folks, and because you can't afford to lose them. If they do a good job, say great job. Not, you know, really let them know how valuable they are to the business. As I had mentioned, a team building. Maybe after hours, have some activities. So what can you do to get them to work together so that they feel that they belong to the business? Having a fun day could be a rewards for work well done, perhaps having ice cream socials or pizza parties, picnics with family members. These are things you could do at special times of the year. Perhaps there are times that they need special, you know, they need some time out. So take into consideration the work-life balance. If somebody has just had a child, or let's say the husband works for your business and the wife just had a baby, maybe they need some time out to spend with the family. So understanding the work-life balance is really, really important. So there's a lot to think about with employees. Ask them what's important to them. You also want them to have messaging. Teach them the message that you want them to share with somebody when somebody says to you, to them, what do you do for a living? And as opposed to just working at a certain store, is there a message that you want them to convey? So listen to their ideas. Give them some terminology. Another tip that I recommend, and it's amazing how many stores don't do this, give the employees a business card. And I've had people say to me, well, they only work part-time. I said, well, so? They do have a life outside the business, and if somebody asks them what they do, they should be able to turn over a business card. In fact, the back of the business card might even have a coupon on it. So if the person comes in as a result of having received the business card, you would take note of that and reward the employee for having generated some traffic into the business. So engage your employees, keep their work challenging, reward them for the work that they've done that's been completed well, listen to them. And these are tips that I think that will help go a long way to keep that retail business up and running and as well as profitable. Okay, so we're going to go on to the news and some extended weather forecast, and we'll come back again.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Now, do you have computer programming in your schools?
All yes. Computers?
How about you? Do you have them in your schools?
Yeah.
All computer? You're all pretty good with the computers?
Yeah.
Well, it's important nowadays.
President Trump meeting with a group of students as he signed a memo instructing the Education Department to direct $200 million a year to technology grants for women and minorities. The president wants to prioritize STEM through existing competitive grant programs, encouraging women and minorities to participate in computer-based careers. The president also talked to reporters about the situation in Puerto Rico.
We have shipped massive amounts of food and water and supplies to Puerto Rico, and we are continuing to do it on an hourly basis.
Alabama Republican voters going to the polls today in a runoff between Senator Luther Strange or former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore, leading in early polling. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I'm 75 years old, and I don't eat enough vegetables or fruit. And this is a great thing to do. And it seems that I have more energy. It seems that I take that, and I take a lot of blood pressure pills and cholesterol. But my doctor tells me, he said, "No, you might cut the dosage down on your pills, because what are you taking?" I said, "Balance of Nature." He said, he didn't know what it was. So I told him, I said, "It's fruits and vegetables condensed into little pill form." He goes, "Well, whatever it is, it's doing you a lot of good."
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I was outside Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for my garage sale, and I have to say the weather was terrific, and today is no exception. It's also been another day today, but it is going to become, the weather will go, the temperature will probably go down to about 63 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, chance of showers after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and otherwise we're looking at a possible high of 85 degrees, so the nice weather is really staying here with us. Wednesday night, the temperature may go down to about 63, but Thursday is scheduled. projected that it will be sunny again with a high near 76 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of about 49, so it's going to start getting cooler. Friday, sunny with a high near 71, but Friday night, there's again a chance of showers after 9 o'clock at night. And during the day, partly cloudy with a low of around 50 degrees. So the temperature is going to start going down starting on Friday, it looks like. And then Saturday, another chance of showers before 9 o'clock in the morning, partly sunny with a high near 67. And the chance of precipitation is at about 30%. So the weather is going to start changing here. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. So Saturday is going to get cold. Sunday, sunny once again with a high near 69. So the weather actually has been very good. It's a lot different than it was several months ago. Every time I gave the weather report, it was rain. So it's rained an awful lot this year. So anyway, here in Teachable Moments, I'd like to give you some tips on business operation and management ideas that will be helpful to you. So I have a manager's to-do list. Now, this list actually starts in early September and gives there are tips from the beginning of September through the latter part of October. So if you can't get these tips written down, you can certainly contact me at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So in early September, this idea, here's a couple tips for you to consider. We'll have to kind of backtrack here a little bit. But develop a standardized grape response formula. Be sure everyone on the team knows how to execute it perfectly. And the staff, give staff time for the second of your twice yearly employee reviews. So do you actually review your employees twice a year? So you would want to do that in the beginning of September. Now, as we get into the second week of September, did you have a chance to look at your inventory and perhaps look at the items that need to go on sale, and did you want to make space in the store for new items? So what do you need to put on sale? Where do you need to make space for new merchandise? When it comes to merchandising, are your displays and windows working effectively to support your sales? So here's a rule of thumb. If your store gets foot traffic, use small props. If it gets drive-by traffic, oversized props and graphics work best. So depending upon where the store is located, you have to consider how you're going to merchandise from the outside looking in. What about in the mid-September, which we're there now, fix your exterior details of your building or your storefront before the weather gets too cold. So if anything needs to be touched up, there needs to be some painting, now the time is to do it, or the signs have to be fixed. Give that some thought, because as time goes on, it'll be more difficult to get that work done as it does get colder. What about, from a marketing standpoint, what about about sending customers some holiday greeting cards this year? Get them ready. So buy them and consider addressing those cards. As we go into the 25th, and it's this week, go to the highest end shopping areas and go store to store and see what other people are doing. If you see some ideas that other stores are implementing to attract customers, should you steal those ideas? Why not? Big companies do spend a lot of money figuring out how they're going to attract and keep customers. There probably are ideas they're using that you can use as well. Now, keep an eye out for deals that can make your holiday gifts for your customers really attractive, because people are going to start looking for holiday gifts and for stockings and so forth, gift baskets. So keep an eye on the holidays, because you have to place an orders for that merchandise now, so it's available starting really the end of October. You're going to need inventory of special gifty type items. In October, stock up on shopping bags, gift bags, promotional materials. Have a cleaning supplies, you want to keep the bathroom clean that's in your business. Tissue paper, what are all the things that you need to have in stock? So that might be on your shopping list. Now, in the beginning of October, it might be a good idea to meet with your CPA or your accountant to discuss your 2018 tax strategy. This is the time to do it. You cannot wait till the last minute. Then when it comes to operations, how are you going to manage your staff, and how are you going to set up the game plan for managing the holidays? So to start maybe working on a schedule so you're covered, you have the right employees in lined up to work during the holidays. And again, continue looking at your look at your merchandising, and consider impulse purchase items near your cash register. Now, in mid-October, you check with the local newspapers and your lifestyle editors or your business writers for the local newspapers, or perhaps the TV stations or radio stations, to see if you can get some mention in that media for your business. Press releases are free, so you should be able to contact the people in charge of lifestyles and business reporting to get some exposure through the media. Another idea for marketing in October would be to draft a welcome note for all customers who sign up for your email bulletins. The letter should outline the benefits of being a customer and how your advice and special offers can help them be pleased with the gifts that they are going to choose for their friends and relatives. And maybe you might want to offer some special gift cards for new people that sign up to get your newsletter. There are a lot of people who use Constant Contact. MailChimp is considered to be even easier to use than MailChimp, but those are resources that can help to broadcast information about your business and very, very cost-effectively and very, very effectively. But remember, whenever you're sending out a newsletter or an email to anyone, make sure there's a call to action. You want people to come to your business. Give them reasons to come there. Another tip that is kind of interesting for a retailer would be to install a scent diffuser. Just about any nice smell will keep customers lingering longer, but pine, cinnamon, and mulled cider will reinforce the spirit of Christmas gift giving, and you could actually start that in October. And what about the entrance mats to the store? Maybe it's time to replace the entrance mats with some messages on them, but keep them fresh and clean because you want the people to feel welcome when they come in the door. So those are a couple tips for you at this time of year, and I'm sure there are many other things that you've been giving some consideration to doing, and I hope that these things are going to be helpful to you. Make a list of all the things you should be doing. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about are some marketing tips for your business, because if you don't market, you're not going to sell. So what can you do to market your business so that people keep coming in? Just because you're there or just because you have your sign hanging out in the front of your business doesn't mean that you're going to get customers. People have to be reminded that you exist. And the first step, I believe, is that you have to be findable online. In fact, if you're not findable online, in the minds of your audience, you don't even exist. So the first step is to have a good website design. And you may want to change the front page of the website periodically so that it can reflect anything new that's going on in your retail business. Video marketing is important today. And many marketers will tell you that they will feature a video on their websites. In fact, I met a fellow not too long ago who said that all of the business opportunities that he's getting come as a result of videos that he has posted on YouTube. So leverage those videos. Put them on the website. You could attach them to emails or to newsletters, but make them engaging. And this would be a nice way to attract people's attention. In fact, especially the younger generations, they'd rather watch a movie than read something. So as you look at your website, you probably have to go back and consider whether or not you've written too much information. Would it be better to have a video? Maybe a how-to type of video, perhaps. Here's another tip for you. The next time a customer pays you a compliment, pull out your cell phone and ask the person if he could repeat it so that you can film it. And then you can upload that compliment on YouTube. Interesting, huh? And in fact, it's a good idea even to take pictures. Do selfies of yourself with a customer standing in your place of business, and you could post that on your Facebook page. So take advantage of the ability to take those pictures. Always be positive in whatever you're writing, and in emails or on the website. In fact, when you're writing or you're speaking, it should be not about you, but about the listener or the reader who's looking at your material. So it bothers me a lot when I see people start out sentences that say I do this or I do that or we do this, we do that. It's all about the listener. It's all about the reader. So whatever you're writing, please go back and consider that the words you and your are far more important. And you can evaluate your statements, turn them around so it's all about the person and not about the company. Don't write about yourself. Write about what's in it for somebody to do business with you. Also, being positive is important. To get rid of the negative words, both in verbally as well as in anything that's written. And give people a call to action. Join now. Sign up today. Register for a special notice. So that's all very, very positive. Now here's a note with regard to Google Analytics. They offer a free piece of code that your web designer can place on your site that gives you a wide range of information on how customers are using your website, as well as how they are finding out about you. It also provides you with web-based software to consolidate this data. So that's something that I really don't personally have experience with, but the Google Analytics can be used by your web designer. What about blogs? That's another thing. Today, many, many businesses have a blog. They write a short article that can be attached to the website, and this is information that, again, can support the business to give, and it gives people more information about what's in it for them to do business with you. In fact, there are websites that you can go to, and I don't have them in front of me, but there are websites that you can go to find bloggers who cater to the kind of people that you want to reach out to. So if you're not in a position to do your own writing, you may very well be able to find someone who has their own blog, they have their own following, and they can help to promote your business on their blogs. So those are a couple more tips for you. And we're going to go on to messages from our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to Teachable Moments of Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So I have a couple of tips here on marketing, because if you don't market, you're not going to sell. And marketing builds awareness, it builds trust, it gives people reasons to do business with you. But marketing should also continue after you've done business with someone, because it helps to reinforce the decision that they made to do business with you, because you want them to come back. So what's interesting, when I teach a marketing class, I ask my students what the first word is that they think of when they hear the word marketing, and they often say advertising. So that is certainly part of marketing, but marketing is every bit of contact with your target to get repeat and referral business. So it's the way you act, it's the way you speak, it's the how you look. It's the tagline on your company name. It's the colors. It's your logo. It's the quality of your writing, your written material. So it's who you connect with, where you spend your time socially. All of these things are marketing, and they have an effect on your target audience. So give that some thought. Where do you hang out? Who do you know? Where do you do your networking? All of this is really under that umbrella of marketing. So one of the questions that people have is how much money to spend on at the advertising piece of your marketing. So according to J. Conrad Levinson, who's the father of guerrilla marketing, most businesses will invest 4% of gross revenue in marketing. Most of this is going to advertising, but to really capture mind share in your community, Levinson suggests spending 10% on marketing, with about half of that going to mass media advertising. Now, that may not be appropriate for a business, your type of business, but the other 5% of that money could go into direct mail, telemarketing, brochures, sales videos, a catalog, a newsletter, infomercials, and research. In the early days, your advertising expenditure might have been higher, but today I believe that you need to be findable. So it's a good idea to explore all of the options to get to build awareness before you spend money. And once you have built that awareness, you can further establish your business by then spending some money. So when it comes to media planning, Levinson suggests mixing one fixed media like newspapers and one active media like radio or television. But keep in mind that you do have to encircle your target audience. So consider multiple exposures, including the newspapers, including radio or TV. You might also include being a speaker, organizing a networking event, getting involved with a nonprofit cause that can give you some exposure. In fact, you can leverage that by letting the newspaper know in a press release that you are supporting a nonprofit organization. Another point here, too, is that make sure people who are working for you know what you're doing in the way of marketing. One time, some years ago, my husband and I were looking for a new kitchen and supplier, and I happened to get a postcard in the mail from a kitchen design studio that was having a special event, and I thought that was interesting because we needed a new kitchen. So I contacted the phone number on the card in order to ask questions about the event and what they're going to be showing. And the girl that answered the phone had no clue that there was a special event going on in their place of business. The owner never told the girl that answered the telephone and certainly didn't tell this girl that postcards were being sent out to invite people to the event. She did not get my name or phone number, and that was the end of the conversation. So make sure that everybody who's on the team is fully aware of all the marketing that you're doing so that they can help to promote it. Also, knowing who your target, the age of your target audience is very important because there may be certain people in different age ranges that are attracted to certain media. So are you getting the word out in a place where you're going to be seen and heard? Now, when it comes to direct marketing, as I had mentioned, you can do some invitations to your place of business. In fact, it's considered that handwritten invitations will get far more attention than if you were just to send a typewritten envelope to somebody. So maybe hire some. Can you find people that have decent handwriting? If you can, see if you can have them address some envelopes and then include a nice little handwritten note in an invitation so that they will come to your place of business. Interesting, huh? Something that's typewritten in a number 10 envelope is probably going to get thrown away faster, but if something is written on a nice invitation size envelope, that certainly will attract attention. Another suggestion in your marketing might be vehicle wraps. I know down in Flemington, here in Flemington, there's a business that will create and apply a wrap to a vehicle. But what a great way to attract attention. Now, I would contact the automobile insurance company to see if you need to have commercial plates on a car that has a wrap on it. But that wrap might be less expensive than painting a car. If you had one that needed a new paint job, maybe just getting a wrap that's designed to attract attention to the business. In fact, quite often we can go past. I know there's a store down in Oldwick, New Jersey, that I believe was told by the municipality that they were not allowed to have a very big sign outside of their retail establishment. So for years, they've had a vehicle parked out front of the business with a wrap on it that has a design that explains what the business, the name of the business, and what it does. How interesting is that? So consider a design on your car, and then when you're traveling around, people will see that wrap. Another idea is to have what's called a monument. And a great example of that is there's a veterinary office in Oldwick at the crossroads of 517 and 523, and they have a hippopotamus, a big statue of a hippopotamus, outside at the corner. So if they decide to do publicity for their business and they have that hippo on that publicity, people will know who they are and where they're located. So that's called a monument. And it's really kind of a neat way to establish a brand recognition for a business. Another suggestion would be a fusion marketing. Can you do some cross promotions with businesses that cater to the same clientele? So, for example, a pet trainer might collaborate with a pet shop or the vet's office or perhaps a kennel operator, a groomer, and if they can do some cross marketing, that trainer will definitely have exposure to the kinds of customers that they would be looking for. So that's called fusion marketing. I believe that statement comes out of guerrilla marketing. And guerrilla marketing concepts were developed back in the 80s, and they continue today. And the concepts can be found in books on Amazon. So if you don't have a local bookstore, you can find them on Amazon. But however, if there's a local bookstore, I suggest you go there first. And we have some great bookstores in Flemington and in Clinton, New Jersey, and Califon, where I live, and you may be able to find some books on guerrilla marketing in those places. So we're going to be winding up here shortly. You've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and you can learn more about this program on Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook. If you have any questions or if you would like to be interviewed on this program, please get in touch with me, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. And I look forward to having you join us again next week. And I wish you well. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Now, do you have computer programming in your schools?
All, yes.
How about you? Do you have them in your schools?
Yeah.
All computer? You're all pretty good with the computers?
Yeah.
Well, it's important nowadays.
President Trump meeting with a group of students as he signed a memo instructing the Education Department to direct $200 million a year to technology grants for women and minorities. The president wants to prioritize STEM through existing competitive grant programs, encouraging women and minorities to participate in computer-based careers. The president also talked to reporters about the situation in Puerto Rico.
We have shipped massive amounts of food and water and supplies to Puerto Rico, and we are continuing to do it on an hourly basis.
Alabama Republican voters going to the polls today in a runoff between Senator Luther Strange or former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore, leading in early polling. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 30. 30-